Remember, those virtual school plays back when, we were all figuring out the whole online thing, the audio cutting out
Right.
right at the big finale, right as the big moment happens.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been there, right? Those early days of online school events, well, they were interesting. But what if we could ditch those clunky Zoom calls and like actually step into a virtual world, one that was built for school events?
Yeah.
That's what we're diving into today, by the way.
Right.
We're going to be exploring this platform Event Anywhere
Okay.
and how they're trying to create a platform that's less emergency online meeting and more, hey, this is a purpose-built digital experience.
It's really interesting, actually, because they're not even, it seems like, trying to just like recreate in-person events online. It's like they're taking this opportunity to just completely reimagine what's even possible when you have a digital space, you know?
Yeah, and they're packing in the features to do it too. I mean, we're talking live stages for presentations. They got virtual halls for those like informal chats that you'd usually have between sessions. They even have this ability to book one-on-one meetings with teachers.
Wow.
Imagine like parent-teacher night, but you actually get to have a proper conversation with the teacher,
Yeah.
without somebody elbowing your ribs while you're like crammed in there.
It's much more civilized, that's for sure. I think it's really smart what they're doing because it's not just about the technology, really. It's about trying to create that sense of community that you would have when everybody is together.
Right.
But like you said, when everybody can't physically be together, how do you recreate that? That's what often gets lost in these online spaces. And it seems like Event Anywhere is really trying to tackle that head on.
Okay, so less chaotic cafeteria, more curated connections. But how does this actually work in practice? I mean, I know Event Anywhere, they highlight a bunch of different ways that schools can use their platform.
Yeah, and one of the most interesting, I think, is for school open days.
Okay.
You know, they're taking what used to be a very location-bound event and making it so that anyone with an internet connection can experience it.
Yeah, no more piling into the minivan, hoping you don't hit traffic on the way to the school, and instead of just like browsing a static website and trying to glean what you can, families can actually attend like a live welcome address from the head teacher, just like they would in person.
Yeah, they can pop into different virtual rooms for breakout sessions with each department. It's almost like a mini conference.
Oh, that's
But you
cool.
can just attend it from like the comfort of your couch.
And you don't have to find parking, which is always a nightmare.
Always a nightmare. But here's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
Think about the students who wouldn't normally be able to attend a physical open day at all.
Yeah, good point.
Right. Like students in rural areas, they could suddenly visit universities across the country or even internationally.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking about potentially breaking down geographical barriers in education,
That's huge.
which is huge, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not even just about convenience at that point. It's about equity. It's about access for all students. And
Exactly.
speaking of access, can we talk about parent-teacher evenings? Remember trying to decipher your kid's handwriting on a report card crammed into like a too small desk?
Oh, I think we've all been there.
Right. Event Anywhere wants to transform that whole experience too.
Oh, so.
So instead of those like rushed conversations in a crowded hallway,
Yeah.
imagine just pre-booking a private virtual chat with your child's teacher. You get dedicated time to actually discuss their progress, ask questions, and hear each other.
Oh, that's nice.
No more like trying to discreetly eavesdrop on the conversation next to you because you couldn't quite catch what the teacher said about your kid's math skills.
Which we've all done.
Right. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. It just makes sense. It's about using technology to facilitate a much more, I don't know, focused, productive communication.
Yeah.
And that benefits everyone involved, really, not just the parents and the teachers, but the students too.
Right. And it's not just parents and students, right?
Yeah.
Let's not forget about the teachers. Teacher training. I don't know about you, but when I hear those words, I don't exactly think, woohoo, exciting professional development opportunity.
Yeah, not usually something that you circle on the calendar.
Yeah, exactly. Like sitting through hours of PowerPoint presentations,
Right.
not really the best way to learn.
Definitely not the most inspiring.
No. But Event Anywhere, they're trying to flip the script on that too.
Okay.
So instead of teachers just like passively sitting there and trying to absorb the information, they can actually participate in these interactive presentations, on a live stage.
Yeah.
And then after that, they can go into smaller breakout sessions for, deeper dives and actually like talk to other adults.
Oh, interesting.
Who would have thought?
It's so important, though, creating that more engaging and collaborative learning experience for teachers can make such a difference.
For sure. And it's funny, this whole approach, it can even apply to something as, I don't know, basic as a school assembly.
Oh, really?
Right. We've all seen how distracting those can be, both, you know, in person.
Oh, absolutely.
And online.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to wrangle like a room full of kids while somebody's up there talking about, I don't know, the upcoming bake sale. It's a skill.
It's a true art form.
It really is.
Yeah.
But imagine a virtual assembly where, you know, the students can engage with polls, they can do Q&A.
Oh, that's cool.
All while minimizing distractions because they're at home, right?
Yeah.
But also, you have that added layer of safety and control, you know what I mean?
Right.
That can sometimes be hard to manage in a traditional setting, whether it's in person or on, like, just a free-for-all video call.
It makes a lot of sense. It seems like they've really put a lot of thought into the, like, practicalities of it all, you know? Not just, like, the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to wonder, with all this tech, all these features, I mean, it must cost a fortune, right?
That's what I was thinking. Like, how much is this all costing?
Yeah, it has to be a lot, right?
Right.
Well, maybe not. It's worth thinking about the cost savings that schools could see.
Okay.
Think of all the expenses that they usually have for in-person events, like booking venues, transportation, printing programs, catering even. That list goes on and on.
Yeah.
But with a virtual platform, those costs are, you know, significantly reduced, if not eliminated altogether.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
And we haven't even touched on the environmental impact of reducing all that travel.
That's true, too. Less cars on the road.
Yeah.
It's like a win-win.
Yeah.
Good for the planet, good for the budget.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the parents and families, you know, juggling busy schedules, being able to attend these events. Virtually offers a level of flexibility that's just invaluable these days.
That's true. Not everybody can take time off work for every little thing.
Right, exactly.
Especially for families with multiple kids or they live further away. It's got to be helpful.
Absolutely. But it does make you wonder, how do you keep that sense of community when everything's online, you know?
Right, right. It's definitely a challenge.
It seems like Event Anywhere has thought about this, though. They've built in features like virtual lobbies where you can mingle before an event starts.
Okay.
You can have interactive Q&A sessions, even virtual booths where parents can, I don't know, learn about different school clubs or activities.
Oh, like a virtual activities fair? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So they're trying to make the experience feel less transactional, you know,
yeah,
and more like a genuine community gathering.
That's smart. Instead of just trying to like replicate an event, they're building in those little moments, those little interactions that really make it feel, I don't know, more human.
Exactly. And think about this. They have the ability to bring in guest speakers from anywhere in the world.
Oh, true.
The possibilities are kind of endless.
That's pretty amazing. Imagine a school in like a really remote area being able to have a virtual author visit with some renowned writer.
Right.
Or, you know, a science class gets a virtual tour of a research lab on like the other side of the planet.
It's incredible.
It really opens up a world of opportunities.
Yeah. It's like school's becoming less about the physical building and more about, you know, the community it creates, no matter where people are physically located.
It's like they're taking all the best parts of in-person events, the connection, the community, and they're blending it with the accessibility and the reach of the digital world, which is wild when you really think about it. It really is pretty mind-blowing, like the possibilities when you really start to unpack it all.
Yeah, and it makes you think this whole idea of a school, you know, not being confined to like a physical building, it's a pretty big shift. We're talking like a fundamental change in how we think about education in general.
It makes you wonder, is this just the beginning? You know,
If
schools are embracing this level of like innovation and change.
Right.
What other areas of life could use this?
Yeah.
Could benefit from this kind of like virtual transformation?
Exactly. Because this isn't just about schools, is it? This is a whole new way of connecting and engaging as like a society.
Yeah.
Imagine using this for conferences, community meetings, family reunions, for families that are like spread out all over the place.
Oh, that's such a good point. No more like agonizing over who gets left out, you know, because of travel costs or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody gets their seat at the table, virtually at least.
And it makes you rethink accessibility, you know, like it's not just about being able to physically get to a building anymore. It's about making sure everyone can participate no matter their needs or their schedules.
Yeah.
Or even like their comfort level with technology. You know,
that's a really good point. It's like we're figuring out how to break down barriers that we didn't even realize were there.
Exactly.
This has been such an interesting conversation. Who knew that like school events could spark such a deep dive into the future of connection and community?
It's amazing how technology can do that, though, right? Right. It just opens up all these new possibilities.
So to leave you with something to ponder, if this is the future of school events, like what's next?
Yeah.
How else can we use these virtual spaces? And how can we really use them to bring people together in ways that are meaningful?
That's the question, isn't it?
Right. Keep those questions in mind as you navigate this exciting, always changing digital world.